Algernon, thanks for joining us. This week, we are talking about a move that the Las Cruces City Council made. It's what is being called an aggressive bid to attract businesses. What did the city council do?
So Sun News reporter Blake Gumprecht reported on this effort to institute a program where a large business that makes some kind of infrastructure improvement, say traffic lights, water and sewer projects, things like that, they can get a little reimbursement, up to 75% of what the city's share would be of that business's gross receipt tax.
Now, did the city have any benchmarks or targets when they were thinking about these reimbursements? Any specific businesses they were targeting with that?
They didn't name any specific businesses. They're thinking about this is something that benefits larger businesses that want to come into the community and make an investment here, say a business that has at least 50 employees or perhaps is making $5 million in annual sales. But every deal will be individually approved by the city council, is what I understand, and so they'll have a chance to look at every case.
Now, has this been done in other cities?
It has. The city of Las Cruces says that this has been modeled in a lot of smaller cities, Alamogordo, Gallup, Rio Rancho. But I believe Las Cruces is the largest city in New Mexico to attempt this.
Okay, now moving on, one business that is making a heavy investment is Stampede Meat, and they are hiring. You have some details on where people can apply in person. I understand you've been getting some phone calls with people asking you about
I feel like I'm in the HR department of Stampede Meat because I did some reporting on Stampede Meat, and every week I get a few phone calls from people saying, where can I apply? Stampede Meat, of course, is moving into the old Tyson Foods plant in Sunland Park, and they're going to be employing a lot of people, almost 300 initially, and in the five-year plan is to have almost 1,300 people working there. So the city of Sunland Park has set up a number of information events, like a fair where you can come, find out some more information, and apply. So here's the deal. You can go in person Monday through Thursday of this week, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can go into 1000 McNutt Road, Sunland Park, and apply. The city manager's office has been very active in helping people to apply. Or on Friday, same hours, 9 a.m. to 4, you can go to the Doña Ana Community College campus in Sunland Park. That's also on McNutt Road. Or go online, stampedemeat.com/careers, and you can get more information and apply online.
Now, moving on. There is a massage club that is closing at the end of the month. It was reported that they said the cost of doing business was too high in town. Now, this got you thinking about luxury industries. What made you so curious about that?
So we have this industry in Las Cruces of the affordable luxuries. This is the things that are not necessary for survival, but maybe it's nice to go have your hair cut. Maybe it's good to have your nails done. You'll get some massage therapy. We even just saw the opening of a salt therapy business here in Las Cruces. On the other hand, there is a segment of the population that isn't doing that great. The job market is still pretty competitive and expenses are going up. And I'm wondering about how these affordable luxury businesses are doing. The massage club made the announcement on their Facebook page. This is a small business. They employ about five people on Roadrunner Parkway. They made the announcement that all they said was that it was just too expensive to do business in Las Cruces, and I don't know if that's a reference to the minimum wage that's about to go up again or other things particular to how you get licensed in that industry. I don't know, but so it's a sad day. It's one more small business that is closing its doors.
Wow. One business that is under construction on Avenida de Mesilla is a new Mexican restaurant. What's happening there?
Casa Amaya. There's a building on the Gadsden Plaza property, which is near the interstate on Avenida de Mesilla. It's in the same plaza as the Comfort Inn. You go by that all the time. They're upgrading a property there to open their restaurant. Now, I know a lot of people probably thought, like I did, oh, another Mexican restaurant in Las Cruces. How novel. But their menu has been posted on their Facebook page. And among other things, they have a number of vegetarian Mexican food entrees that they're planning to roll out, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, it sounds yummy. Now, one thing that was reported weeks ago was that Chukan Market announced it was closing its doors. Now, we may have some news on this. What can you tell us that we know right now?
Right. So as of the end of last week, Bob Bauer, one of the two owners of the business, didn't want to get too much into the details yet. But we did notice that the going out of business sale signs have been replaced by staying in business signs. And he told me that, yes, there is a deal in the works and he hopes to have more information for me soon.
All right. We'll look forward to learning more about that. Algernon, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by and updating us on what's happening in the business world.
Ciao.